We'll take our Bibles tonight. Please turn to the book of 2 Timothy. We read from there just a few moments ago. 2 Timothy chapter 2, please. 2 Timothy chapter 2 again, if you will, please. Thank you again for being in your place tonight. Please pray for us at West Coast Baptist College, Lancaster Baptist Church. We're trying to do the same thing on the West Coast that you're trying to do right here in Jupiter. Win people to the Lord, encourage the people of God, and we're working hard at it. And it's obvious that you're working hard at it. A great Sunday night crowd, and we're just thrilled to be here tonight. There are three reasons why you come to Lancaster, California. Lancaster's in the high desert of Southern California, in the Mojave Desert. It's very hot in the summer, cold in the winter. We have no trees. It's all brown, and the Rigsby's and others know about it. They've been there. And there are just three reasons why you'd come to Lancaster, California. Number one, the Lancaster Baptist Church. We thank the Lord for these 27 years under the leadership of our preacher, what God has done there. We're thanking the Lord for all of that. The second reason is the West Coast Baptist College, and now for almost 18 years, training young men and young ladies like these young ladies to serve the Lord, and we're thrilled at what God has done and what God is going to do. And by the way, pray for us. We're getting a new vice president. Dr. Jim Shetler is coming our way. We thank the Lord. He'll be the vice president of student affairs. I think he's going to be my boss, and I'm looking forward to working for Brother Shetler. That'll be a good time. And then the only other reason you'd come to Lancaster, California is we have a brand new Walmart. And that's it, I promise you. You better stay in Jupiter, okay? Because it's beautiful here and it's green. And so thank the Lord for you here. I know the hour. We've had a lot of good singing tonight, haven't we? And I'll not preach long, but I did hear about the Baptist preacher who got up and he said, I'm preaching tonight, I won't preach long, Brother Danny. He said, I'm just going to preach a short message. It was like tonight, it was 7:15, and he started preaching, you know. And 7:15 got to be 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30, 8:45, 9:30, 9:45. And finally, a young man sitting about where you're sitting, brother, just had all he could take, and he got up and started walking out. Made the preacher mad. You know, a preacher can get mad. And the preacher said, hey, what do you think you're doing? And the guy said, I'm leaving. That's what I'm doing. I'm leaving. And the preacher said, what do you think you're doing? You can't leave. I'm right in the middle of my message. And the fellow walking out said, you lied, man. You said you're going to just preach a brief message. You lied. And the preacher said, you can't leave. That's rude. Boy, and the guy got, his face got red, you know, and it made the preacher mad. He said, where do you think you're going anyway? And the guy said, I'm going to go get a haircut. And the preacher said, why didn't you do that before church? And the fellow said, I didn't need one then. So, and so I'm not going to be a long time. I promise you that. But let's look at our reference again tonight, please. At 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, bless the message tonight, I pray. I thank thee for the beautiful singing, not only for just the melody, but the words and the message of the songs. I pray that we'll take those to heart. I've been encouraged and ministered to tonight. I pray that these sweet people have as well. Thank you for Pastor Blaylock and the great Beacon Baptist Church and the opportunity tonight just to open the Word of God and to spend a few moments with God's people. I pray we'd all be encouraged as we seek to be stronger in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I just turned 66 last summer, and that Medicare and Social Security stuff, that's pretty good, isn't it? And I didn't know we could ever get money like that. But amen. And when I was sick, you know, Medicare and all that business and getting older. But I want my later years, dear church, to be my greater years. I want my later years to be my greater years. And I'm asking the Lord to give me continued strength and health. And my wife helps me a lot with that, reminding me what to do and to rest and eat right and all those good things that good wives do. And thank the Lord. She and I have been married 42 years. That's a blessing, isn't it? We got married 42 years ago, and Rita's dad performed the ceremony up in Macon, Georgia, and he was pastoring up there at that time. And God's been good to Rita and me and 42 years. And we decided when we got married we would never mention divorce, and we haven't. On three occasions, she has mentioned the word murder, but never divorce. And thank the Lord for a good wife. But as I think about this tonight, those of us who are older, we're handing the baton to the younger people coming behind us. And I put in my Bible a number of years ago, we're delivering the baton to you. And my prayer is that younger people and younger married couples will take the baton of the faith that you and I love so dearly, and that you'll take the baton, you'll defend it, you'll hold on to it, you'll heed it. Not only will you defend it, you'll distribute it, and you'll heed it. And that's my prayer tonight. And if we're going to do that, if my later years are going to be my greater years, and if those who are coming behind are going to defend the faith and be strong in the grace of God, then there are several things that we must do as the people of God. And the people of God are here tonight. It's Sunday night. This is the crowd that loves the Lord and loves Beacon Baptist Church and loves Pastor Blaylock. It's the Sunday night crowd. And this is typically the folks that are going to get the job done. And thank you for being those people. And Jude said in verse 3, earnestly contend for the faith. And that's what I want to do the rest of my life, is not only contend for the faith, but earnestly contend for the faith. I want young people to see that there's an older couple, Toby and Rita, that have been married 42 years and 7 grandchildren and 2 boys who are preaching, that God has been good to us, and that I'm not going to retreat with God's help. I'm going to move forward with God's help and defend the faith and earnestly contend for the faith. And I pray that all of us will have that mindset, and I'm sure we do. And I want to be strong in the Lord. I want to be strong. I want this church to be strong. I pray that our church in Lancaster will be a strong church in the Lord. And I want to give you 3 thoughts briefly tonight on how you and I, as God's people at Beacon Baptist and at Lancaster Baptist — this morning we were up at Liberty Baptist in Fort Pierce, had a wonderful time there — churches like yours and churches like ours can be strong. We're living in a volatile day. Those of us that are 65 and older, we grew up playing marbles. Marbles. Now people think we've lost our marbles. You know, we grew up playing hide and go seek. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come, you're it. We played tag, you're it. And we ran around the block playing tag. We went out and found an old mason jar and punched holes in the top of that mason jar with an old nail. And we went out and caught lightning bugs. Lightning bugs. That was what we did for our fun at night. Lightning bugs. And I don't know how many gigabytes they had, but man, it lit the place up, you know? And that's what we did growing up. We played Tin Can Alley, ran up and down Gum Street up in Lynchburg, Virginia as kids. And mom and daddy used to sit out on the front porch and listen to that old WLVA radio station. You're cheating hard. We'll tell on you. Or those were some of my favorite gospel songs, I'm telling you right now. Back in the day, you know, the Wabash, Cannonball, Little Jimmy Dickens, Minnie Pearl, Lester Flatt, and Earl Scruggs, all those great preachers. You know who they are, you know, and grew up listening to that stuff. And it was and mom and daddy would be out on the swing, rocking, drinking iced tea, and watching us run up and down the street. It's a different day. Same-sex marriage, abortion's on the rise. We're living in a crazy day. And folks, if anybody's going to be strong, it's going to have to be you and me. We've got to be strong because we're living in such a weak world, such a weak time in our country. Would you agree? All right, so we have to make a decision tonight. If we're 66, 76, or 86, we're going to get stronger with God's help. If we're a young person, we're going to get stronger with God's help. And we cannot do it without the help of God. We can't do it in our own strength, in our own flesh. We must pull in the help of God. Would you agree? We're on the same page, right? We're all together. Everybody okay? All right, here are these three thoughts. The first thought is this: if I'm going to be strong in the grace of God, as he said here, and I love what Paul writes to this young man in chapter 2, the first thing he says is, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So the same thing that was in Christ Jesus should be in you and me. What is that? Grace. Grace. May God help those of us that love the Lord to be grace-filled and grace-full Christians. This is a graceful church. It's beautiful. We drove down the highway and pulled in here, and man, it's just a blessing. This is a blessing, folks. I mean, we got air conditioner, cushioned seats, the lights. Man, I've preached in a church where old light is just swinging around, you know, and those old folding chairs or those old benches, and thank the Lord for them. But we've been blessed, haven't we? We need to be strong in the grace of God. I pray that God will give me more grace as a husband. I can be a knucklehead. I don't know if any other husband here can be a knucklehead. I've never been lost in my life. Have you? I'm on the road half of my life, but I've never been lost yet. My wife says, are we lost? No, we're not lost. And I'm thinking to myself, that's the biggest lie you've ever told, Toby. You know, but I don't like to admit that stuff. And most of the men in this room are stubborn and hard-headed. Every wife is doing this to her husband right now. Where did that guy know about you? But that's the way we're cut out. We're work-oriented. We're driven. And I pray that the Lord would give me more grace to be a better husband. To be a more understanding husband, to meet the needs that my wife has, not only physically, but spiritually. Every wife here needs to know she's more secure in having a husband who's godly, who's a man of grace. We husbands need a wife that's a lady of grace. Our children need parents that are parents of grace. Teenagers are having it tough now. You know that? My heart goes out to teenagers and living in a world like today and what they're exposed to and what they've got to look forward to. May they see, and those of us that are older codgers, may they see people that are authentic and real and love the Lord and not just old crusty old people. Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to say amen? Yeah. Amen. We don't need any more crusty old teachers at Bible colleges. Old, look, can't wait to get in my rocking chair. Forget it. I got a comfortable seat in the van, dude. Man, I can drive that thing, okay? So I'm fine. But we need to be strong in the grace of God. Grace for each other. Grace for each other. Grace to love God's people. Sometimes God's people can be ugly. Amazingly enough. How ungraceful is that? How unbiblical is that? May God give you and me grace to blend as God's people. Amen. We're going to be in heaven like that. Man, if you don't like it in Beacon Baptist Church, you ain't going to like it in heaven. You know? Because in heaven, all six of the Harvin sisters will be singing. We'll finally get them back together, maybe. You know? We need to be strong in the grace of God. I think about the young ladies. There's six of them. The Harvin sisters. About 6 years ago, their dad and mom, who their dad's a pastor up in the hills of Pennsylvania, way up in, I think Brittany calls it the frozen tundra of Pennsylvania, and that's where they are. About 6 years ago, mom and dad began praying, and the girls began praying for a little brother, and God miraculously gave them a little boy, a little Mark. And shortly thereafter Mark was born, the mom contacted cancer, and she went to be with the Lord. And so dad is pastoring a church with a six-year-old son, five-year-old son, and six daughters. And when I think about that, I think about the lives that these young ladies exude, and it's full of grace. They're not up here, I promise you, they're not up here showing and blowing. What they're singing tonight, they're singing from the depths of their heart because it's real to them. The grace of God has been real to them and has given them strength in the midst of the trial. And the cancer thing last year, I asked the Lord right from the get-go of that thing, Lord, would you help me? And Rita helped me so many times and helped me from the bathroom back to the bed. And I know it's a bit delicate, but it's just the truth. Held my head up, loved me, encouraged me, and was full of grace during that time. And I owe my wife a great debt. And I determined at the beginning of that trial, I refuse to waste this trial. I refuse to waste this trial. Too many of God's people waste their trial. We're not going to get away from trials, folks. Trials are inevitable. Testings are inevitable in the Christian life. And I determined with God's help that I wouldn't get bitter, but better. And that's my prayer for you as we become stronger in the grace of God and as we hand this baton to those who are coming behind us. I would say secondly, we must be strong in the gospel of God, strong in the grace of God, and strong in the gospel of God. People in Florida need to be saved like people in California. People in California need to be saved more than people in Florida, I guarantee you that, because it is the land of the fruits and nuts, except in Lancaster. It really is. I'm telling you it is. Man, it's a crazy place to live. But God is, it just seems like God has cleared off a little path, a little place in Lancaster to meet with God's people. But we got to be strong in the gospel of God. We've got to be. And you know, there are people all over Jupiter who need the gospel. Maybe you're saying, well, Brother Toby, I've never passed out tracts and I'm sort of nervous. Well, you know, sometimes I get nervous too. And here's the way I do it when I'm nervous. Okay, just like that. And people feel sorry for me, you know, Brother Sam. And they take it because, bless his heart. It's a bless his heart, you know. I'll take it, but bless his heart. And people get saved reading this material. Do you understand that? People literally get saved reading gospel tracts. You've got a track rack out there. Tonight on the way out, pick one up. One. And give one this week. One. You say, that's not many. One to nothing, you win. Right? One to nothing, you still win. Pick up one and determine this week I'm going to present a gospel tract to somebody, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I want to be strong in the grace of God, and I want to be strong in the gospel of God. I get nervous sometimes too, to be honest with you. Man, I've pastored a church and been reading. I've been in ministry for over 40 years, and sometimes I get nervous too and get a little bit scared, you know. We were in North Carolina last summer, and we stopped at McDonald's. We stop at every McDonald's in America, McDonald's and Walmart. I know those places, okay? And we stop at those places. We stopped at McDonald's and ran in there for a few minutes, And as I was going into the McDonald's, there was this great big Harley Davidson motorcycle, a big whopping big Harley Davidson. And I've learned through the years that the bigger the bike, the bigger the biker, you know? And so I go in McDonald's and there's this great big guy eating his hamburgers and french fries, and he has the bandana thing going, has on his leather coat with his collars, had a great big old Bowie knife down on the side there. Boy, and I saw that guy, and I was intimidated immediately. And I walked by him, and I went, and he looked at me, and he went. So I felt that was adequate, you know. And I just, I said, I'm not talking to that guy, man. He is one scary man. And so I did what I had to do. I was walking back out, and we made eye contact again. I went, he went, like that. And so I walked out. We had a men's quartet with us, and I got back out to the van. And I said, I got in the van. Rita was sitting there, and I cranked the van up. I said, did you guys see a biker in there, man? And Rita said, yeah, I gave him a track. Buck, 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 back, back, back. Got this big yellow streak down my back, you know. Toby, did you chicken out? I'm afraid to say I did. And the Holy Spirit said, Toby, you better go back in there and talk to that guy. And I said, nuh-uh. Lord said, yeah, you need to go talk to that fellow. And I cut the van off. I said, guys, I'll be back in just a little bit. And I went back in, and he's still sitting there, and he had the track out there reading it. And I said, hey, buddy, how you doing? He looked up, and he said, I'm fine, sir. How are you, sir? Sir? Me? And he said, I looked at him, and I said, that's some pretty good material you're reading there, son. He said, yeah, a lady just gave to me. I said, yeah, it was my wife. I said, can I just sit down with you and talk to you about that? He said, yes, sir. That'd be great. I sat down right across from him. I didn't touch his food because he had that big knife. Remember that knife thing? And I said, I think his name was Roy. I said, Roy, in that piece of paper, there's a message from God's word that'll tell you how you can know for sure someday when you die, you can go to heaven. I said, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? He said, yes, sir, it would. I said, do you know for sure if you die today you'd go to heaven? He said, no, not at all. I said, could I share with you how you could? He said, yes, sir. That was simple. It was like taking and pulling fruit off a tree, just like that. And God has surprises for you and for me all the time if we'll just be obedient. If we'll just be obedient and just put forth the effort, because we need to be strong. We need to be strong in the grace of God, and we need to be strong in the gospel of God. And here's the gospel. It's the good news. The gospel is good news. It's something that the entire church can do collectively, and it's a win because we're being obedient. That's a blessing, isn't it? And so I challenge you tonight. And I could tell you story after story, and I don't want to belabor you, just bore you with stories. A number of years ago, Pastor Chappell gave me an address up in Cal City, It's about an hour north of Lancaster, way up in the desert on the other side of the Edwards Air Force Base. And I went up and I couldn't find the guy. I couldn't find his address. It took me 2 hours to find the guy's address. I finally found it, and he wasn't home. Story of my life right there. And I left him a note. The guy's name was Sammy. I said, "Dear Sammy, my name is Toby. Sorry I missed you. If you can make it to Lancaster Baptist, if you can make it to Lancaster Baptist tomorrow morning, I'll be there at 8:15 in front of the fireplace. Love to meet you, Toby." Left a note and a few other things from the church. Next morning, I'm standing there at church, and I didn't know Sammy, and this big, distinguished-looking black man came in, very distinguished-looking, great big guy, beautiful suit, sharp. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and great big guy. And he said, "Are you Toby?" And I said, "Depends." And I said, "Are you Sammy?" He said, "I'm Sammy." I shook his hand, Sammy Coney. I love Sammy Coney. Sammy came, Sammy got saved. Sammy became an usher in the church. He was the head traffic controller for the Edwards Air Force Base. Amazing. That's a surprise. But God delights in surprises. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be John the Baptist Jr. But we do have to be obedient. We do have to be obedient in carrying the Great Commission. And we can all do that. Everybody in this room can do that if we'll be strong in the grace of God and strong in the gospel of God. And then last and in closing, let's be strong in the gifts of God. The gifts of God. We heard the choir practicing when we came in. It was unbelievable. I don't know how many of you folks were in the choir, but that was phenomenal. In fact, if we can get you all in the van, we're going to take you with us. Okay? It was phenomenal. I just stood up there, and you ministered to my heart as I listened to the choir practice tonight. And my question would be, did you used to be in the choir? If you did and you're not in there now, get back, because it's your gift. It's your gift. Be strong in the gifts of God. Did you used to work in the nursery? But you don't work anymore in the nursery because of different reasons. Get back. It's your gift. It's a gift. I couldn't do it. They got to just go ahead and shoot me. I couldn't. But it's your gift. Did you used to have a Sunday school class or some area of responsibility? Did you used to? Get back. It's your gift. Don't sit on your hands for the Lord. Yeah, but I'm not very important. That's the lie the devil has sucker punched you with. He got you. Don't let the devil get that kind of victory in your life. The happiest people in this church are the ones that are doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ. If I ever start a church, I don't think I will, but if I ever start one, I'm going to name it the Eusta Baptist Church. Eusta. That's where so many people, I can go looking for the ones that I used to tell people about the Lord. I used to pass out tracts. I used to tithe. I used to sing in the choir. I used to do this. I used to play. I used to. Enough of that garbage. Enough of that. I just challenge the Beacon Baptist Church tonight to be strong. To be strong. Strong daddies. Strong mamas. Strong teenagers. Strong children. Strong church. Strong. Strong in the Lord. How can we do that? By spending time in this great, great book. This is where the strength comes from. No self-help book. I've read those self-help books. They make good kindling wood. Okay? Here's the greatest leadership book ever written. I read a book, Psycho-Cybernetics, and it said, you don't need as much sleep as you think you do. And I said, that's right. And it said, you just need to, and I read that thing, and I said, all right. And it said, when you wake up in the morning, you just need to be positive thinking and sit straight up in bed and say, this is going to be a great day today. And that'll get it. And I said, sounds good to me. So I read that book. Man, the first night I went to bed like 1. I worked until 1 in the morning, about 3:30. I woke up and I said, this is going to be a great day today. My wife looked at me and said, man, I got up. I worked hard all day. I did that for about 3 days in a row. On the fourth day, I was walking into walls, falling down steps. Hallucinating. I didn't even know who I was. And the alarm went off at 3:30, and I sat up in bed and I said, this is stupid. stupid. The help that you and I all need in this room tonight is help from the Lord. He will carry you through. If he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, surely he will carry us through. Whatever need you have tonight, I pray that you'll go to the Lord. Lord, I need your strength. I can't do this by myself. And we need each other, do we not? We need each other for this strength, Brother Andy, as we move forward. And God bless you too, my brother. Let's have a word of prayer. I'll turn the invitation over to Pastor Blaylock.
Father, thank you for this service tonight, for ministering to our hearts, God, for speaking and convicting us. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us to stand strong in the Lord, to be good, to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. For these who have asked for prayers, your people, God, I pray you'll help confirm their decisions, the conviction of their heart now during this invitation. For those that are not sure about salvation, I pray you'll draw them to yourself. We'll give you the praise for that in Jesus' precious name. Amen.